The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Does your partner wake you throughout the night with their snoring or their movements? Well, if so, you're not alone, because a new study has found that couples who sleep in the same bed are woken on average 6 times per night by their partners. Now, you may not remember every time you're woken up. Let's hear more about this now from Brendan Kelly, Professor of Psychiatry at Trinity College Dublin. So, Brendan, you have had a look at this study. Do you think seeing that people are woken up 6 times a night on average by their partners, that really what should be happening here is a separate bed situation?
Well, Claire, sleep is like magic medicine. We should treasure it, protect it, and optimize it as best we can. The research suggests that bed partners wake each other up 5 or 6 times per night, but it's not entirely clear. For some couples, sleeping together has other benefits. They can get better, deeper sleep if they are in sync. Whereas for some couples who sleep together, the opposite is the case. They don't get in sync in their movements and their sleep patterns. So the waking is particularly a problem for them. As you said, we don't always remember these awakenings, but they do happen and they tend to diminish sleep quality. But it varies significantly from couple to couple.
When they looked at people's movements in their sleep, they saw couples who are sleeping together, they tend to move more, like there's more leg movements in the night. So, you know, does that mean that subconsciously the other person's sort of annoying them? That, like, they're not annoying them, but they're making their sleep more disrupted?
What's happening, Claire, is that patterns of the relationship are being echoed in sleep and in sleep movements. So up to half of nocturnal movements are shared between partners. One person moves their leg, the other person moves their leg. It's a sort of a silent ballet of the relationship in bed, if you like. And let's face it, that sometimes works out, but some people aren't cut out for that kind of ballet. So what the research says overall is there is no absolute right thing. So this assumption that a couple in a long-term relationship must sleep in the same bed, that should not be a rigid assumption. It doesn't suit all people to begin with. And certainly if there are snoring problems, problems with sleep apnea, mismatched sleep cycles, things like this can obliterate any advantages. And it's important to be pragmatic. Sleep matters most to mental and physical health. So there is no absolute requirement to sleep in the same bed.
I like the suggestion and idea of the separate duvets. 2 single duvets. Surely that would help.
Well, this reduces or eliminates one area of conflict while asleep, pulling at the same duvet. It doesn't deal with other matters like sound or noise, but it can diminish, if you like, the terrain for a silent, sleepy conflict, and it can help with sleep quality. But look, everything should be on the table, and we should be more open to the idea of separate beds in the same bedroom is another possibility, or indeed someone sleeping in a different bedroom from time to time.
Sybil and Basil Fawlty, they were the ones with the separate beds that we all remember.
So we're going to hesitate before we describe Sybil and Basil Fawlty as the perfect couple. But in this, perhaps they had a point. And just to say, these things should be open. They should be on the table, because if one person is chronically sleep deprived or has poor sleep, the relationship overall will suffer. Mm-hmm. So the research is really about pragmatism, Claire, and realizing we're all different.
But Brendan, you know that there will be people who, if they have a sleep divorce, they'll see that as a relationship failure.
They will and they shouldn't. We've put way too much symbolic and cultural importance on sleeping in the same bed as an indicator of relationship health. Humans, as mammals, were a bit odd in this regard. Other mammals are far more flexible on this and various other matters. So we just need to not be rigid, be a little more understanding and forgiving of each other, because if we all got better night's sleep, our lives would be better and the world would probably be a much better place.
Professor Brendan Kelly, thank you very much for joining us.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.